Some of you are familiar with the fact that birds defend their territories. I'm showing you three highly territorial birds that live here in Wisconsin. You've got the meadowlark, the cardinal. How many people have been attacked by a red-winged blackbird? Show of hands? Yeah. You walk along a pond, and before you know it, something is smacking you in the back of your head. And it's frightening. So that's a red-winged blackbird. So meadowlarks are quite territorial. They tend to have two or maybe three nests on a territory that they defend. And they defend by singing. Okay? Cardinals tend to be monogamous. Males and females form pairs. Sometimes they will stay together for years, the same pair. So they tend to be monogamous, and they will defend a territory. Also, red-winged blackbirds tend to have 5 or even 15 nests that they are defending. And they are quite aggressive when they're defending these territories. Now, the territorial defense primarily is meant to repel other birds that might be competing for their mates. But you know, in the case of red-winged blackbirds, they'll also attack you if you get too close to the territory. So some birds do produce different songs when they're defending a territory and when they're trying to attract a mate. But most of the birds, and many of the birds here in Wisconsin, they sing the same song, and it turns out the song that is attractive to females actually repels other males. And if you think about it, that makes sense, because if song is reflecting male quality, males wouldn't want to mess with a high-quality male. If you are a male and you're trying to usurp somebody, knock them off their territory, you would rather knock off an unhealthy, weak bird than try to challenge a bird that's singing a great song, because that accurately reflects the quality of that male. Okay, and I do want to note that territorial song is not just a male thing. Female cardinals will vigorously defend territories, sing to repel intruders. Starlings also will sing to defend their nest site. All right, so how do biologists know that birds sing to defend territories? Well, one of the ways they know is they will slip out into the territory of a bird, like this song sparrow, and they will put a speaker in the territory. So in this case, you have a song sparrow, and this speaker is playing male song sparrow song. This song sparrow is attacking that speaker and singing to vigorously defend its territory from what it perceives to be another song sparrow that's invading its territory. It's also been found that if a biologist will play song in an empty territory, that territory is more likely to remain empty. So these are some of the pieces of evidence and some of the ways that biologists have discovered this. So I do want to say that now we have these apps on our phone, and we can play bird song, but it is not recommended. And the reason for that is you could go in your backyard and play cardinal song. And if you have a pair of nesting cardinals, they will respond. They will come and get in your business, right? They want to know who is invading their territory. But the problem is you go back inside, and for 2 weeks at least, those birds are going to keep monitoring their territory. They're going to sing vigorously. They are not going to invest energy raising their young. So it is recommended that you do not play the song, and that you just let the biologists who have permits to do this kind of work, because it's certainly tempting, but not recommended by ornithologists. Okay, so territorial song is used to repel other males from territories. It's not used to attract females, but females are listening. Females will eavesdrop on these territorial songs. And so I think there's a great example of this that is in chickadees. So here is a female chickadee, and here are two males that are singing the dawn song early in the morning. They're producing Phoebe, Phoebe. And let's say this male is mated with this female. They have pair bonded, they have a nest together, they're going to raise offspring. So the female is listening to her male. And if he is a high-ranking, dominant male, when he produces his Phoebe, this other bird will not interrupt. He will not interrupt. But if he's being challenged by another male, this male will produce his Phoebe, this male will interrupt. So he starts to produce Phoebe, and then another one just jumps in, Phoebe. The female listens. She does not like that. If a female hears that her male is interrupt, she will sneak off and seek extra pair copulations. It's scandalous, right? This is a sordid tale. She will cheat on her male. Okay, so how do researchers know this? They have gone out into the field and they will, you know, listen to the phoebes and these male singing competitions. And so in white here, the unfilled mark, this is the sonogram of an actual bird producing his phoebe song. And over here, you have researchers playing back recordings in dark. So you hear phoebe song, this would be the submissive playback. This guy does not overlap, okay? And over here you have an example of an aggressive playback on the right. So here's the actual male saying phoebe, and he's interrupted by the researchers. And so experimenters observe, you know, they performed this interruption, or they didn't overlap with the song. And then they went to the nests of the males that they were focusing on, and they said, how many eggs in that nest are sired by other males? How many eggs were fertilized by other males? And they found that if the male was given this aggressive playback, if he was interrupted, many of his eggs were fathered by other males. So the female went out and mated with other males. But if he wasn't interrupted, or if they did nothing, just as a control, you see that most of the eggs in his nest belong to that male. So I think this is just fascinating, right? So females eavesdrop, and high-ranking males that receive an aggressive response lose paternity. All right, so we're moving on to the final reason that birds sing that I've added to this list, and I just want to explore what researchers have suggested about the possibility that birds may sing simply because it feels good, because it's rewarding, it induces a positive state. Factors that reward singing behavior are very clear in some contexts, okay? Factors that reinforce singing. So here we have this red-winged blackbird. If it sings and another male leaves that territory, if it repels an intruder, that can be reinforcing. That bird is likely to sing again in that same context to repel other intruders. In the breeding context, here we have a male starling singing from the opening of his nest hole. He's attempting to attract a female to that nest hole, and they will mate. And if he does that, if he attracts her and they mate, this song will also be reinforced. It will be rewarded. So the reasons they're singing, the factors that reward this kind of singing are very clear.